Hello, my name is Taylor. I'm here to talk to you about fishing. There are many difficulties you can and may actually run into while fishing. Difficulties such as knots in your lines, casting, and even hooking a fish. This podcast is going to tell you exactly how to avoid these problems. I will also be telling you many different varieties of rods, reels, lures, and baits. I'll let you know which ones are the best to use at what times and which ones are best for which fish. There are many different fish to fish for, but the most fished in Alabama are bass, crappie, and catfish. Although some cases may be different, most of the time when you are fishing for catfish, all you do is put catfish bait or stink bait on the hook and cast the line out and wait. Catfish are scavengers and eat almost anything you'll throw out there. I personally use stink bait. Bass, on the other hand, are a whole different story. Bass go after live reels, which means they're more likely to go after something that is moving. To trick the fish into thinking it's alive, you slide on the bait and cast out. You then slowly reel your line back and recast. If you get bite, you must hook the fish, which can be done by whipping the rod in a back motion. One thing I don't understand is the law that everyone has to have a fishing license. Why must we buy a license to catch animals that we're going to help stay controlled and keep them overpopulating and overall dying because there's too many of them? There's no use in spending money just to go catch something to eat. I say we need to take away fishing licenses. Next, I'm going to talk to you about lures and baits. Now, like I said, catfish usually go after anything that has a smell. You can use stink bait, which is a mixture of chicken blood and dough. Catfish have a keen smell, sense of smell. They like the stink smell. You could fish for catfish with virtually anything that has a slight smell to it. Here is a small list that I would prefer to use. Stink bait, hot dogs, chicken livers, beef livers, hot dogs, sausage, and even other fish. In my experience, the catfish are usually biting more in the noon. Depending on the size of the catfish that are around you, the pound line you use will determine if the fish will be caught or if it will break the line. If the fish is too strong, the line will be broken and you'll have to start all over. Catfishing.